another 3 minutes or so. Hare Krishna. So, you have made it. Bhima Nirjal Ekadasi. Or for some of us, Vidjal Ekadasi is still up till midnight, I think. Yes. I mean, it's safe up to midnight. To observe it. But tomorrow we will have a very interesting and nice day. We thought from our experience from the last Japa retreats that the day after the 64 rounds day should be a day of excursion. Tomorrow at 10 o'clock we will go with a boat to a beautiful place in nature. I heard it's in a nature park. And we will have our morning session and everything else there. And I will also see if maybe tomorrow I can do this very, very deep exercise with you, where we will actually go into another consciousness, another level of consciousness, which is very suitable for putting deep sanskaras into your heart. Tomorrow is the normal program at 7 o'clock. The morning aratik, then at 7:30 the discovery lecture, and then at 9 o'clock prasadam. We will then go to the boats, and have a day where we digest a little bit the experience. Please don't forget your notes and. So look at them again and see if there's something of value for your spiritual life. That's there. And I just wanted to make one last remark. See, in our Western civilization and our Western way of learning of living, we are not really accustomed so much to the secrets of spiritual life. Spiritual revelation and spiritual experience and higher states of consciousness are always something which is given to you by Krishna. They are never something which you on your own make happen. All what you really can do in your life is to try to purify your heart and to purify your mind so that you become a worthy recipient who can really take what Krishna wants to give to you at every moment in time. It's really very, very interesting. Krishna wants more than we, says Prabhupada, that we come back to him, back to Godhead. Krishna, from his side, is really ready at every moment to give you the highest gifts. But sadhana, or the spiritual practice which we do, are just meant to purify and maybe fine-tune us so that we can receive the gift. Krishna is like a powerful king who is able to give jewels to even a beggar. But can the beggar accept the jewels? Once there was such a king who one day went on the balcony of his palace and looked down into the streets before the palace, the street of the beggars. And he saw one young beggar. He was maybe can I use your name, Sharangataku? Like Sharangataku, this age, between 20 and 30, I think. Huh? Yes. So the king thought, this looks like such a good boy. Why should he be a beggar? I will give him a treasure. But I will give the treasure in my way. So he asked his cook to come, and then he said the cook something. Really? Asked the cook. This is what you want to do? Yes, I'm absolutely certain, said the king. After only half an hour, everything was prepared. The cook brought a big melon to the king, and the king immediately went down to the beggar's street, identified the young beggar who had caught his eye, and gave him the melon. Here, it is for you. It's my gift. When the beggar caught the melon, the melon was so heavy, it really brought his hands down on the floor. My God, I've never had such a heavy melon. This is a supernaturally heavy melon. But then he thought, without investigating the melon, I don't like melons. I like bananas. So he went to another beggar and gave this super heavy melon in the hands of the beggar and said, you take this melon. I know you like melons. Give me some bananas. So the beggar gave him bananas and later opened the melon. And as he was cutting the melon, first cut, his knife came on something. Then he took the second cut and took the melon slice out. And he looked inside. There were jewels. There were diamonds. There were rubies. And he took this and became the wealthiest man in this world. The first beggar, the young beggar, had received a treasure, but he had looked upon the treasure superficially, externally. By the eye of his mind, he had looked on the treasure, Hare Krishna, and he had not recognized it. Prabhupada so often said the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra Evo is an open secret. What did he mean with this? Why did he say open secret? He meant what is explained in the story. It is there for everyone, but only those who go deep will find the secret. So please don't treat the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra like the young ignorant beggar treated the melon. It only looked out from the outside like the melon. Inside, the jewels. The Hare Krishna Mantra looks from the outside like letters of an alphabet, like sounds, and so on. But if you are willing to go a little bit deeper, you will find that it is the greatest treasure. Actually, you will find it's Radha and Krishna who dance. Hare Krishna means the dancing of Radha and Krishna in union. Hare means Radha and Krishna. They are together. Sambhoga it's called. Hare Krishna, and then Krishna, Krishna, no Radha. That means Krishna separated from Radha. And then Hare Hare, Radharani, without Krishna. So this is, they always go like this. They come together in the pastime, then they separate, then they come together. This is how the Goswamis see the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. They see it as the divine Lord Shri Krishna and Srimati Radharani meeting in beautiful leelas, separating, feeling vipralamba, meeting, separating, feeling vipralamba, meeting. They see something. They have opened the melon. Hare Krishna. They see the jewels inside. It's really, the whole Vaishnava literature is full with poems where the authors describe their realized realizations. So if we want to also realize these things, we have to go a little deeper and do maybe a few more 64 rounds days. or just tomorrow and the day after tomorrow are wonderful exercises which are meant to bring us deeper. But I must tell you, because I know my Croatian and my Balkan audience, you really made it today. Everything else is now smooth sailing, easy. Only one thing I have for you at the last day, which is difficult, to say goodbye and to stop the Japa retreat. Some of you will go boo-hoo, boo-hoo. But everything else is easy. All right. Then I do think we have discussed enough. Time is also there. I wish you now a very good night. I must say I'm extremely happy to see Jagannath Mishra and Anandini. And there is also another guest who remains at this moment anonymous, who has also come. I'm happy to see the three of you. You give pleasure to our hearts just by sitting with us and giving us your association. We hope we were not too wild. Mother Yanti, you were dancing. Amazing. I've never seen someone dancing like you. It's a joyous day, isn't it? Hare Krishna. So, all right. I wish you a good night now, and I see you tomorrow. And I hope to give you personally some grains prasadam tomorrow. Hare Krishna, Lakunoj, good night, Haribo.